Begin the current daf in Masechet Pesachim daf Chafei. We begin on the bottom of Chavdal Amid Beis, 8 lines up from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara continues the discussion in the previous daf. And that is, Rebbevo had said a halacha that although things that are asa b'achila, as we had learned, they're also going to be asa b'hana. However, that's only if they're consumed b'derech hanasin, the way they normally have hanah from. But if it's shaloi kedarkei, for example, if someone takes forbidden fats and rubs them on his wound, which is not the way it's normally used, rather it's used as fuel, and he uses it in a therapeutic fashion, one will be pater from the chiyuv of Malkus. However, the Gemara concluded with a statement by Abaya. However, everyone would agree, even Rebbe Vo in the second version, which talks about that it has to be kederach of the hanah to be chayv malchus, would agree by kalai hakarim that was when there's a vineyard that's planted with other crops inside of it, which is kalayim, is forbidden mixtures, that there everyone is going to agree that it's going to be even asa b'hanah and chayv malchus, even if it's done in the way shaloi kederach and not in its normative way. Why is that? So the Gemara concluded, because it doesn't say an isra of achil over there, which would sound like it has to be done the way it's normally consumed, and that's why it says forbidden of eating, to say that all the isurim, even the isra hanah, is only kedarkei. There it just says pentik de shamaleya, which sounds like it has to be burnt, and one cannot have enough from it, even if it's done in the way it's not normally had enough from, it's going to be asa b'hanah, and one is going to have all the chayuvim that apply with that. And that's why Gemara continues and asks, meisvei. Now the Gemara asks, on this interpretation of Abai, his chiddush, that he said that kalaya kerem would be a Isra Hanah, even if it's Shalei Kedarkoi. However, we learn in the Brayas as follows. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, minayin lebasa b'chalav shu'asar, how do we know that basa b'chalav, forbidden mixture of meat and milk, is asr b'achila, that to be eaten? So, Nemar Khan, it says over here in Pasuk Dvarim, which talks about basa b'chalav, ki am kodesh ata, because you're a holy nation, which there the Pasuk in Dvarim, Yudal Chafalav, says that you are holy, Lashem lekechet Hashem, your God. One should not cook a goat, a kid goat, in the milk of its mother. So that's where we know the Isra of Bishal, of cooking meat and milk. But how do we know that the Isra of eating, of consuming? Because it says, Kikam Kodeshu Atta. It says that a Lashem that you're Kodesh. Venemel Halan, it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, Va'anche Kodesh Tiyun Li, and the holy people you should be to me, where there the Pasuk says, and therefore, Uvasa Basad the Trefa Leishchil, you should not eat the meat of an animal that's a Trefa, Lakel Tashlich and I should throw it to a dog. So there by Trefa, we see that it's called Kodesh. And here by Basbuchal, we see that's called Kodesh, that the people should be holy. That is Malahal Nasa, that's teaching us just like over there by Trefa, there's an Isra of Achila, Afkan, Asar, here also by Basbuchal, we know that there's going to be an Isra of consuming the meat and milk mixture. Now, I would only know from there that there's an isra of eating it. How do you know there's also isra hanah? You would say there's a kavachayma. If we find by Arla, where no Aver was done with it, and that is regarding its planting, a person's lot of plant is tree. However, Asur Banah, still in spite of that, although he didn't do anything wrong, the first 3 years, the fruits are going to be Asur from having deriving any pleasure from it. And therefore, Basa B'chalav Shenevda by Averis, regarding the meat and milk mixture, which a sin was done with it, that is when one cooked it, then he was over on what the Isur that is said in the Torah, B'lisa Vashal G'dei B'chalav Imoiv, that one should not cook meat and milk together. In Adin She'ei Asa B'anah, isn't it a kavachoyim that would be asa b'hanah? So we know isra achila from treifa, where it says kodesh b'both, and also we know the isra of hanah by basa b'chalav from a kavachoyim from arlo, which is there. It's asa b'hanah, even though you didn't do anything wrong. Here, where you did something wrong, most definitely it's going to be asa b'hanah, which takes us to the top of chafei amad alf, where the gemara asks, well, how can you compare and make a kavachoyim from arlo? Mala arlo shekein lohoysel lo shasa kodesh. Arla, the fruits, never had a permitted time that it would be permitted to consume those fruits, because from the second they started coming out, there was already Asr, and then it completed in the state of Asr. Whereas time of Basa B'chalav, how can you go ahead and teach that it would be Isra Hanah for the meat and milk mixture, Shehoysel Shasa Kosher, which had a permitted time, that is before you put the meat into the milk, and therefore maybe there it's not going to be Asr B'hanah. Again, from the Pasuk, we only know that Basa B'chalav is Asr to cook, as it says, Loisa Vashel. Isra Achil, we know from Trefa. Isra Hanah, we're trying to learn from Arla. How could you learn from Arla? Arla is more stringent in the sense it was always forbidden, never had a status of heter, whereas by Basam Chalav, the meat and milk were permitted before they were mixed together. And that the Gemara says, this is a continuation of Isa ben Yehuda, it says, Chametz b'Pesach yichiach, Chametz on Pesach can prove this, Shehoy l'shasa kosh, v'asa b'anah, that it had a permitted time, and yet it's still asa b'anah. So we see that the defining criteria of being asa b'anah is would not be because it didn't have a shasa kosh, because we find Chametz b'Pesach, which you're allowed to have Chametz before Pesach, it had a shasa kosh when it was permitted, and yet it's still going to be asa b'anah. But then the Gemara asks, wait a second, how can you learn from Chametz and Pesach? Mala Chametz and Pesach, Shekein Anash Karas. Maybe there, you're right, Chametz and Pesach, even though it had a Shasa Kodesh, it's going to be Asa B'hanah, because there's such a stringent Isser that one gets Karas if one consumes Chametz. Taimei B'Basa B'chalav, how could you say to Basa B'chalav, Shekein Anash Karas, which does not have a punishment of Karas, maybe there it would not have an Isra HaNah. On that the Braisa continues, Klaha Kerem Yechichu, that the forbidden mixtures in the vineyard, well, that would prove she'ein onish karas. Vasbana, where there is no ichiv, there's no punishment of karas, and yet it's still going to be asabahana. And therefore, that is how Isa ben Yehuda learns is going to be the source of basal b'chalav, that's going to be asar b'chila, and hence asar b'hana, again from a kavach emeh from Arla, and all the different things that prove that it's not those characteristics of Arla, which basal b'chalav doesn't have. Now, this is the conclusion of the question on Abaya. V'im Isa, and if it's true that what Abaya had offered at the end of the previous daf, that the Klai HaKerem are different, they're much more stringent than other Isurim, that is, there's a chiddush that even if it was consumed in Shaloi Kederach of Hano, it's still going to be Aser B'Hano, then Nifrach, then Isa ben Yehuda should ask the following question, Malaklai HaKerem, Shekoin Loikin Alei Nafila Shaloi Kederach HaNos, and how could we learn? And that sounded like that finished off the conversation, that Klai HaKerem proves everything, but how can you prove from Klai HaKerem, where there you get Malkis, even if it was in a way that not normative way of deriving pleasure from it? And Abaya said that that is a component that only Klai HaKerem has that all of these Surinara don't have. That they're only a problem if one consumes it, it's Shalei Kederach Hana. Yet see, here we see that Klai HaKerem sounds like not like Abaya. Because if it was like Abaya, that it was different, the Gemara should have asked, Isa ben Yehuda should have asked, how can you learn up Basam Chav, that's Asbah Nof from Klai HaKerem, if Klai HaKerem is more stringent in this area? That the Gemara says, Abaya would answer you, says, how could we have used that as a question on the Kal V'Chaymah that we were learning from Orla and all the different things? Taimer B'mai, what should we have ended off to say, oh, you know what, maybe we can't learn Basa B'Chalav from Klai HaKerem? If you would have said, Taimer B'Basa B'Chalav, oh, Shein Loikin Olav El Derech HaNa'asai, how can you learn up from Klai HaKerem where there, yeah, it's Asa B'Hanah, but that's because the Isa HaNa'ah is so stringent that you even get it even Shaloik Derech HaNa'asai, whereas by Basa B'Chalav, where there, it's not a problem, it's just like everything else, that's only if it's B'Derech HaNa'asai, but that's not true. Ata Basa B'Chalav Achilik Sivbei? Does in the pasuk of Basa B'Chalav, does it mention anywhere the idea that there's a prohibition of eating it? And that is, they're also by Basa B'Chalav, just like Klai HaKerem, that's why it's not a question, you do get Malkus, even if it is Shaloi Kederach HaNa'asai, as Abaya had said, that the reason why everyone agrees with Klai HaKerem is because it doesn't say Achila. Therefore, it doesn't show us it has to be in the way it's normally eaten and derived pleasure from. And therefore, it would be even Shaloi Kederach HaNa'asai, and that's why it's no such a question from Klai HaKerem, because it actually has that same stringency. Yet V'idach, the Kamaisav, however, the Gemara says, the other one who is asking on Abaya, from this brisa, Savar Lahochi Kugamim and Nevela, he held that is exactly why we learn Basal B'Chalav from Nevela. Because Nevela says the terminology of Achila. And as Rashi says, we don't really mean Nevela because the actual limud was from Trefa. But the point is that is why we're learning it up from Trefa to tell you that Ma Nevela, Derech HaNa'asa, just like Nevela. Yes, there the Isra of Hana'asa is only if it's derived the pleasure in its normative way. Af Basa B'Chalav, Derech HaNa'asai, so too, just like by Treifa, so too Basa B'Chalav, it would only be Asa B'Hana if it's derived in its normative pleasure. And that's why he asked the question of Abaya in saying that, wait a second, you're saying Klai HaKerem is unique, that it is even Shalika Derech HaNa'asai. But Basa B'Chalav is not even Shalika Derech HaNa'asai because it's learned out from Treifa. That is the source that we said that the Isra Achila begins from Treifa. Then we want to say Kal V'Chaymer for Isra HaNa'ah. But since its whole Isra of Achila, which then includes in its category of Achila Osa Hanah, is from Treifa, and Treifa says Achila, and therefore we would know that the Isser of deriving pleasure and eating is only in its normative fashion, and therefore it should have been the Pircha that Isa ben Yehuda should have asked if we held like Abaya, that Klai HaKerem is different and more Chama, and therefore we couldn't have learned out from that. However, Abaya would answer, he says, no, he argues, and he says, in spite of that, L'hoch le'kos of Achila b'gufay. You're right, we learn up the Isser of Basa B'Chalav for Achila, which is the source of Achila and Anah from Treifa. But that's exactly why the Pasuk didn't mention Achila. Why do we have to learn it from Treifa? Just say in the Pasuk that there's not only Isser of cooking Basa B'Chalav, but even eating of it. That's why it doesn't say it. The Torah actually doesn't write the Isser of Achila Basa B'Chalav in the Parash of Basa B'Chalav, because then I would think to say that it would only be Asa B'Anah the way it's normally had. That's what we didn't say. We learned that from elsewhere to tell you that the Isser of Hana would even be Shaloi Kederach. And that's why Isa ben Yehuda did not ask that time of Basa B'Chalav, how could you learn out from there? Because it's not true. It is exactly like Klai HaKerem, that it's even Asser Shaloi Kederach HaNa'asai, and therefore it's not a difficulty on the Abaya's interpretation that he said that it is actually unique, Klai HaKerem, but that uniqueness is shared by Basa B'Chalav. But now the Gemara asks on the Braisa itself, not specifically on the Abaya, but Velifrich, Isa ben Yehuda should have asked, that how could you learn out Basa B'Challah from Arla and all the other things? And the final one was Klai Akerem, that showed that we see that the idea of Karis is not going to be the defining factor as we find B'Chametz B'Pesach, because Klai Akerem does not have Karis and still Asa B'Hanos. So therefore, we could say the same thing to Kav Lachemet B'Basa B'Challah, but Mala Klai Akerem, but there is a certain stringency by Klai HaKerem, that's why it's going to be Asa B'Hanah, is because Shekin Lo Hisa L'Shas HaKaysher. It never had a fit time for it to be Mutter B'Hanah, whereas by Basa B'Challah, that, as we said before the meat and milk mixed together, it was permitted to be eaten. Therefore, maybe you can't learn that from Klai HaKerem. As Rashi explains, the Gemara is assuming now that when we have the prohibition of Klayim, when you're mixing the vines, the grapes, together with the other grain that's being planted over there, that the only thing that becomes prohibited is the outgrowth of the joint mixture. And therefore, that joint mixture never had a permitted time, because as soon as they started growing together, that outgrowth is Klayim. And therefore, that's why it has the stringency of being Asa B'Hanah. How could you say that to Basa B'Challah that had a permitted time beforehand? So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Barhava Zaysa Meris." This tells us from the fact that Isa ben Yehuda did not ask this, we can derive that Klai HaKerem Ikaren Nesaren, that regarding the prohibited mixtures of the vineyard, that even the actual seed that's planted together with the vines, that itself is going to be Aser. And therefore, Hayal Vahaisalen Shasa Kaisher Koidim Ashrasha. And therefore, you can't ask that Basa B'Challah is more lenient and you can't learn that from Klai HaKerem because it had a permitted time, because Klai HaKerem also had a permitted time. And that is, this seed, before it was planted with the vines, was permitted. And once it's planted, it itself actually becomes Aser, just like Basa B'Challah, where although it had a Shasa Kaisher, becomes Aser. And it's not just the outgrowth that becomes Aser because of Klai HaKerem. Even that which was originally permitted, once it's mixed together and planted, will itself become Aser. Which the Gemara asks on this idea. Masav Reb Shemaya, we have a mission in Masechtas Klai HaKerem that says, Hamaver ot its nuk of bekerem. If someone passes a potted plant that has a hole on the bottom, passing through a vineyard, and there are seeds inside that already started sprouting, then the halacha is as follows. Im haysif, if the plant that's inside the pot that sprouted gains something from when passing through the vineyard, then masayim, if it's 1/200th of what it had till now. In other words, if let's say up until now it had 199 in proportion to this one thing, this one measurement that was added, and now together with what was added, it has a degree of 200 measurements, then Aser. Then that plant is going to be Aser, because now it doesn't have anymore what was originally permitted, that was 199, to go ahead and mimavatl the addition of this prohibited mixture that it got from the vineyard. Because the halacha is that Arla and Klayim, their bittel only works in 200:1 of the heter, besides the issa that's there. And therefore here we only had 199:1, that is now together with 200, that's not going to be enough to mimavatl, and therefore that mixture is going to be aser. However, the inference is, haysif in. It's only if it added at least what would be less than, would be more than 200th, that would make the whole mixture forbidden. Loi haysif, however, if it did not add a 200th, rather would be a little bit less than that, then loi, then it wouldn't be aser, rather it would be mutter, and the reason would be is because then you would have 200:1, and it would be mevatlet. Now, Rashi just tells us that this halacha of 200:1 is learned in the Sifri, for Klayim is 200:1 from Truma, where we know the halacha is by Truma that it has to have 100:1. And Klayim, which the prohibition is double that of Truma, because here by Klayim it's even Asa B'Hanah, so the bittel was also doubled from 100:1 to 200:1. Now Rashi says the reason why we said Atz is not of a plant that has a hole in the bottom is because then it's going to be nurturing, going to get some nurturance from the ground when it's passing through the airspace. However, the main idea that the Gemara is asking is that it said loy haysif lay, as the Gemara said, that if it's not going to be adding a 200, then it's not going to be aser. But from there you see, not like what the Gemara had just answered, that we see that the actual seed, the plant itself, does not become aser. Because if the plant itself became aser, not just the outgrowth, the new growths, then you're not going to have 200:1. Because although from the growths you have 200:1, but if the whole plant becomes aser once it starts mixing, once it starts getting that additions, those outgrowths, so then you have the whole plant that's aser, and that you don't have 200:1. Yet in spite of that, we say that if the outgrowth is less than 200:1, it's going to be mutter. That contradicts what we just said, that we answered, that the actual, there is shasa kosher. my Klal Karim, because even the Zera itself that was planted with the vineyards become Aser. Here we see clearly that it does not become Aser. So that the Gemara answers as follows. I'm a Rava. You're both right. And that is Trey Kroik Sivi. There are two different psukim that seem to contradict each other. But however, the resolution will resolve the question that we just had. Ksiv, on the one hand, it says the pasuk in Devarim has zera, which the pasuk in Devarim Chav Beis Test says, le'sizer karmacha kolayim, you should not plant your vineyard klayim. Pentikdash hamaleya, maybe what's going to be outgrowth is going to become aser. Hazera ashatizra, the seed that was planted, utfuas akerem, and the produce of the vineyard. Now, it says hazera there in the pasuk, which hazera sounds like what was originally there, the original seed, not just the outgrowth. Yet, on the other hand, Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, hamaleya, which is sounds like the outgrowth, the gedulim. Haketza, how do you resolve the contradiction in the pasuk itself? Are we saying that it's only the outgrowth that becomes aser because of klayim, or even the zera, even the original seed becomes aser? On that, the Gemara resolves as follows. Zerua miikarai, if was originally planted in the vineyard, then bahashrasha, then when it takes root, then even the seed itself is going to become aser. Because as it says in the pasuk, hazera, sounds like even the seed itself becomes us. However, before it takes root, then it's just like it's just sitting there in like a jug. That wouldn't be any prohibition because it didn't take root yet. But once it takes root, then even the zera becomes us. However, zerua uba, if it was already planted, if it already took root before it came into the vineyard, then haysef in, that's what we said, then if it adds to it that up more than the 200s, then it's going to be aser lehaysev loy. But if it does not add, then it's not going to be aser, and that is what the pasuk says. Mileya, there it's only going to be the addition that becomes aser, and therefore that resolves the contradiction. Yes, klah kerem, the shas hakosher, that what was permitted originally with the seed could become aser when you plant it inside the vineyard. But if it was already planted, already took root, and now we're just, as we have in the case of the potted plant, which you're moving by, then if one is going to be passing by, that is already zeruah uba, then only the maleya, only the outgrowth is going to be aser, and therefore if it doesn't grow more, it doesn't grow at least the 200th, then it's going to be batel and 200 to 1, and that resolves the contradiction. Again, basically, if it takes root, then of course it's going to be part of the climb and become aser. But if it's not, it's already took root beforehand, now you're passing by, then it'll only be a problem in the outgrowths. So now the Gemara continues on this topic of Isuri Hano. Amar B'Yakov, Amar B'Yechanan, Bakol Misrapin. A person is allowed to heal himself, even with Isuri Hano, even things that are forbidden to derive pleasure from them. However, Chutz Me'atzei Asher, except for the wood from an Asherah tree, which is a tree that served as an Avodah Zarah, there one cannot go ahead and use that to heal himself. Which the Gemara asks, Heichadami, how do we understand the statement of Rabbi Yechanan? If he's talking about this healing is in the time of danger, even then the wood of Asherah tree, nothing stands in the way of saving a person's life. If there is no danger to life, then even all prohibitions in the Torah should not be overridden and not allow a person to go ahead and have hanaf and nisar hanaf to heal himself. So the Gemara answers, we're talking about that there is danger to life. And still in spite of that, one cannot use the wood of the Asherah tree to heal himself, to save his life. The Tanakh in the Braisa, Rebbeleza says, if it says in the Torah that they have to Hashem Akecha, you have to love Hashem your God, it says b'chol nafshecha, with your entire soul. Why does it say with all your resources? We already said that you have to even use your life. And if it says with all your resources, why does it say with all your soul? It already tells us you have to use all your resources. And basically the question is, let it just say the more precious of the two. Whichever one is more precious to people, their life or their money. Either one, say that one and we'll know the other one. Rather, the pasuk is teaching you that sometimes money is more dearer to a person than his life. And sometimes a person's life is more precious to him than his money. And therefore, if a person's body, his physical health is more important to him than his money, such a person that says, what's the most precious to you is your life, I want you to use that in the service of Hashem. There are the people that kill themselves over their money, and therefore we see that their resources are more precious than their body. It's those type of people, it says, with all your resources. And that's what we needed both, to say love your Creator more than the most precious thing to you, whether it be your money or whether it be your body, your physical life. Now, therefore, someone that heals himself with Atzei Asherah, with the woods of an Asherah tree, it seems like that he's agreeing, that he's being moida to the Avodah Zarah. And that is what the pasuk says, that you have to love Hashem b'chol nafshecha, with all your soul, which what goes counter to loving Hashem is loving the Avodah Zarah, using it for your own purposes to save your life. That b'chol nafshecha tells you that no, You can't use Avodah Zarah for things that are going opposite of Hashem, and that would be the chiyuv of v'chol nafshecha, and that's how we know that although one can do anything for pekuach nefesh, but that does not allow one to use atzei asherah to have enough from in the purpose of saving his life. As the Gemara continues on this, it says there are really three exceptions. Ki asa Ravon, Ravon said, Amar Rabbi Yechanon, b'kol mesrapin, a person can heal himself with anything, chutz, may have a desire except from idol worship, v'gila arayis, and immoral relationships, and we continue on to Amid Beis, v'shvichas damim, and murder, spilling blood, for example, how can you save yourself by, save your life by murder? For example, if they tell him, kill your Jewish friend, and if not, you're going to get killed, so to save his life, it would be necessary to murder, these three are not allowed to save one's life. As the Gemara explains, Avodah Zarah Hadamar, and that's like we just said before, that although you're allowed to heal yourself in the time of danger with anything, even Isur Hano, but that does not allow, as the Pasuk says, B'chol Nafshecha, to do Avodah Zarah, which goes directly opposite of Ahavta Hashem Lekecha, to save one's life. Gilei Arayis V'Shvichas Dam, how do we know the simile applies that you cannot even save your life by engaging in immoral relationships and by the spilling of blood? To tell like Lina Braisa, Rebbe Yemi, Rebbe says, it says a Pasuk in Devarim, Ki kasha yakum ishal rehe, as a man will get up against his friend, urtzachei nefesh, and murder him, kin hadavar hazeh, so too is this thing. And that is the pasuk there, it says in entirety in Devarim Chav Beis Chavav, says, v'la nara lo yisas hadavar, to the girl you shouldn't do anything, ein la nara chet mavis, the girl does not have any sin that requires her death. Ki kasha yakum ishal rehehu, because just like when the person will get up on his friend, or tzachei nefesh and murder him, kin hadavar hazeh, the same thing applies over here. Now, the question that the Gemara is going to ask right now is that b'chimayin in reitzech itzal nara hamayrasa. What does murder have to do with a girl that's engaged? And basically the question is, it already says there in the pasuk that if the girl was violated ba'inis against her will, that she's exempt, as it says in the pasuk, v'lanara loy sasa davar, that to the maiden you shouldn't do anything. And therefore, what are we teaching by saying that, oh, just like someone that gets murdered was against his will, so too the maiden was against her will, and therefore it's nothing of her own fault. But we already know this already from the pasuk. It already says that she's exempt, v'lanara loy sasa davar. So therefore, harizeh bo lalamid, it looks like that when the pasuk is equating it with murder, as if it's coming to teach us something regarding the parasha of Na'im Haras, regarding the maiden that's engaged, that was betrothed, and that she got violated by this other individual. However, the truth is v'nim tzalamed. And truthfully, the reason why it's comparing murder to the case of the girl that was violated is to teach us something about murder, not essentially regarding the parasha of oinus, of rape. And that is makish reitzeach l'nar hamarasa. It's equating murder to the girl that's engaged that was violated. And that is man nara hamarasa nitin lahatzila b'navsha. Just like by the girl that's engaged, that one can save the girl by the murder of the person that's trying to rape her. And that is someone that's witnessing this and sees that this person is running after the nara hamarasa can save her by killing the right, by killing the one who's chasing after, as the pasuk in the Varm Chav Beis says. It says, ve'ema shi'ala, and there was no one there to save her. However, the inference is, if there was someone there to save her, then you have to save her in whatever it requires, even to kill that individual. If you can't do anything else, for example, just to shoot him in the leg and then stop him, the only way to stop him was to murder him, then that allows murdering him. And therefore, what's being learned out is, afrit se'ach, and in Latzila ben Afshay, it's teaching us also regarding murder, that if the one is witnessing someone murdering someone else, one can kill the murderer before he kills that person. Now, so therefore, although it's teaching, as it sounds like, it's not really teaching that the murder wasn't really helping us to understand the parasha of Na'im Harasa, which is what it's talking about. Rather, it's learning from the parasha of Na'im Harasa. However, it also teaches in the reverse to the parasha of Na'im Harasa, which is regarding what we want to learn out. The Na'im Harasa Mirtzech, we also learn out a certain halacha from Na'im Harasa that's being learned out from the parasha of murder, and that is Ma'arit Se'ach. Just like regarding murder, yehareg, a person should be killed. And that is if, let's say, an idol worshiper says, kill or get killed. The halacha is he should get killed, as the Gemara will demonstrate in a moment. Va'al yavar, and do not be over the avera of murder. Af Na'im Harasa, so too regarding the betrothed girl, that if she would want to save herself through submitting to this act of gilei raayis, the halacha is Teharig Valtavra. That's what we're learning out from Ritzicha, to say that just like by murder, one is not allowed to engage in murder to save his life, so too, regarding engaging in moral relationships, although that would save one's life, one is not allowed to, one would actually have to submit themselves to be killed and not be over on the Isser, in this case of Gila Rais. But now the Gemara asks, V'shvichas damim gufim in olam. How do we know? So we're saying that we learn up Ritzeach from Naima Rasa, teaches us that we can save the person that's being chased by killing the chaser. Then we said, however, we could learn something in the reverse also. We could learn something Naima Rasa from Ritzeach, which is that just like by Ritzeach, you cannot do that despicable act of murder to save yourself. So too, you cannot engage in immoral relationships to save your life, even though that would be the only way of saving the life. But the question is, how do we actually know that shvichas damim, one is not allowed to engage in murder to save his own life? Pirshei Gemara says, svarhu, that is logic. Like this person that came in front of the Rav and he told him, Amalei, Mari Durai, the ruler of my city, Amalei, he told me the following ultimatum. Zil katli leplani, kill that other Jew. Viloin, if not, katil nalach, I'm going to kill you. That's my choice. What do I do? Amalei, lichtalach, like tiktal, you have to allow yourself to get killed and you cannot murder. And he explained, my chazis the dama di dach sumik tvei. Where did you see that your blood is redder than your friend's blood? Dilma dama duhahu gamber sumik tvei. Maybe the blood of your friend is redder than yours. And that is what he was telling him, as Rashi explains, is what was your question? Your question was obviously because you know that there is no mitzvah that stands in the way of pikuach nefesh, of saving a person's life. And therefore you thought that this avera will also not stand in the way of pikuach nefesh, and since you're going to get killed if you don't murder, so go ahead and murder to save your life. However, he says this cannot be compared to other averas. Because ultimately here, either way, there's going to be a loss of life. The Torah only permits you to be doicha mitzvah only because it so adores the life of a Jewish person. Yet here the avera is going to be done and still a Jewish life is going to be lost. Who says that your soul is more precious in front of Hashem than this person? Maybe Hashem finds him more favorable than you, and therefore the aver is going to be done, and the life is going to be lost, and therefore there is no gain. So therefore, it does not allow a person to be over the aver of Ritzicha, and therefore we learn up Naimer Asa B'Gilarayis from there. So ultimately, the Gemara says, although one is allowed to heal himself when the times of danger with anything, there are three exceptions. Avodah Zarah, as we said, B'chol Nafshecha, Shvichas Damim, as we said, that logical, because who said your blood is redder than his blood? And Gila Reis is learned out, as we find by Naima Rasa, from the Ritzach, that one is also not allowed to engage in immoral things to save their life. Now the Gemara brings a story related to this, that Mar Bar Ravashi, Ashkechil Ravina, he found Ravina, the Shaif Lo Lebrate, that he was anointing his daughter, Biguharki de Arla, with he took the liquid, he was taking the immature small olives, because of therapeutic reasons, to go ahead and he was anointing this on his daughter, he was lotioning her, and that's because he thought that something that's, you're allowed to go ahead because of refuah to go ahead and put for therapeutic reasons, even something that's forbidden, which is arla, to even things that asabah, no, you're allowed to go ahead and have anah if it's for refuah purposes. So Amalei, so then Mabra Avashi told Ravina, as we just said before, when did Rabbanan say that it's permitted to go ahead and utilize Yisur HaNoah for refuah purposes, that b'shas ha-sakana, times of danger. Again, besides Gilei Reis, Avodah Zarah, and Shvichas Damim. Shalei b'shas ha-sakana mi'ama, but not in a time of danger, just to go ahead, and because it's helping our skin, to go ahead and lotion her with this, that, we never say that's permitted. So Amalei, so Ravina responded to him, Hai ishtet smirta, this is a burning fever. Namik k'shas ha-sakana dami. This is also like a time of danger. If I don't go ahead and heal her, it could be dangerous, it could be lethal, and that's why I'm allowed to go ahead and use Yisur HaNoah for that. Igadami, the others say a different version. Amalei, he answered him, Midi derech hanah. Am I doing it in the way of how you normally derive pleasure, which is after that they ripen and the oil is coming out from the pressing house? Ka avidno, am I doing it in such a way? I'm not. I'm doing it shaloi kederech hanah. And the way it's not normally had enough. I mean, as we explained on the previous amid, that the issa of hanah is only when it's done kederech hanah. Again, besides klaya karen, possibly basa b'chalav. And that's why, since here it's shaloi kederech hanah, because it wasn't ripened yet and the oil wasn't pressed out in a small way, that's why I'm permitted to do it, even though it's not a sakandas nefashas. Now the Gemara continues again on this topic of Yisur HaNoah. Itmar, we learned. HaNoah HaBolo Lo Odom Balkarcher. Regarding pleasure that's brought to a person against his will. And these are things that are forbidden to have HaNoah from, but it's a person unwillingly is being involved in this Yisur HaNoah. So we have Machlekes. Abaya Amma Muteris. Abaya says permitted. That is, you don't have to stop it from coming, as the Gemara will explain. And therefore, although it's Asa B'Hanah, but since it's not with your willingness, you can allow it to be engaged with you. Rav Amar, so Rav says, no, it's forbidden. One, although one doesn't want it, one will still have to remove himself from it. As the Gemara qualifies this. Efshir, when it's possible to remove yourself from this Isser HaNoah that you're being engaged with, V'kom Echavin, and you're intending to get yourself closer so that you could enjoy it. For example, let's say one's walking in the marketplace and he smells the smell of Avodah Zarah, which is Aser Bahana. So you can walk a different route and you're intending to have the pleasure. That smells good. Then, or similarly, Loy Efsher, or let's say it's not possible to remove oneself. This is the only way I can walk, and I'm walking down there, although there is going to be the smell of Avodah Zarah. But V'kemachaven, however, he's still intending, he likes the smell, and although I have to go from point A to point B and it's passing through this place, but I enjoy it. There the Gemara says, Kuli Amaloi Pligidasa. There, no one would argue, and Bayan Rava, that it's going to be Asa. One is not allowed to go ahead and engage in that smell. You can't intend to want to smell it, whether this is the only way to go or whether there's another way to go. Loy Efsher, where it's not possible for the person to go any other way to remove himself from this Isra of Hana, V'loy Mechavin, and he doesn't intend to derive pleasure from it. Where here you have two elements of Heter, which is one, I can't go any other way, I can't remove myself from it, and moreover, I'm not even intending to have pleasure from it. They're Kuli Amalei Pligidasharei. There no one would argue that they would be permitted because it's what are you supposed to do? There's no way I can remove myself from it, and I'm not intending to have enough from it. Ki Pligi, when was there the Machloikis of Mbai and Rava was the Efsher, where you could remove yourself from that Isra'ana, but you don't. You go ahead and you walk that same way, or you touch something that's forbidden to have anah from, but v'loy mechavet. But you're not intending to have anah from it. You're doing it for whatever reason it is. You want to get somewhere, whatever it is. So the Gemara says, and v'alibad Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which this is the machlekes of Yehuda and Shimon, Masechet Shabbos, Nafchav Beis Amud Aleph, regarding if someone drags a bed or a chair or a bench, and as mentioned in Masechet Beis, Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Amar Davishin Miskaben Asa, where he holds, as mentioned many times in Masechet Shabbos, that something that's not intended is still going to be Asa, although I don't want this, but if it's going to happen, then it's going to be something that was forbidden. Kuli Amalei Pliga to us, according to him, everyone also would not disagree that it's going to be forbidden, that although you're not intending, you're not having kavana to have an offer, but if there's another way to go, and yet in spite of that, you're going that way, that then it's of course it's going to be usr, and you can't go that way, or engage, or get involved in that thing. Ki Pligi Alibad Rebbe Shimon, the Machlegis and Bayern Rava, regarding a case where it's possible to go and not engage, in other words, to remove yourself from that isra'ana, but you're not intending to have enough of it. That was according to Rabbi Shimon. Dama that he says davishin miskaven mutter, that something that's not intended is mutter. The machlek is as follows: Abaye that says that it's permitted is Rabbi Shimon, because like Rabbi Shimon, although I can go another way, but since I'm not intending to have enough, I'm walking through and I'm smelling the reich of a desire. I don't care. I'm not going here because I like that smell and I keep on sniffing it. I'm going to smell it, but I'm not intending to do it. So although I can go another way, Rabbi Shimon holds that's mutter. It's davishin miskaven. But Rav Amar, even in Rav Shimon's opinion, Rav would tell you that Ad Kan Lekom Rav Shimon. When did Rav Shimon tell you that Davashein Miskaven is Mutter? That's Elehecha Delei Efsher. That's where there's no other feasibility. There's no other way to remove yourself from that, from engaging in the Isser. For example, let's say in the case over there that we mentioned Masechta Shabbos, where you need the vessels that you're dragging, the bench, the chair, the bed, and you can't pick it up on your shoulder. That's where he said, okay, it's not intended, so it's going to be mutter. But where you could not engage in that thing that's usr, even when it's not miskaven, Rav Shimon would agree that it's going to be usr. Now, by help, but no, that even when it's small chairs, where you could carry on your shoulder, still Rav Shimon would allow one to drag it on the floor, because since I'm not intending to do harisha, to go ahead and consider it as if it's going and making these furrows in the ground, so even though you could pick it on your shoulder, it's going to be mutter, as the Gemara says over there, Masechta Shabbos, but Rav held that no, Rav Shimon only held it was mutter by big things, which you cannot carry, therefore, since there's no other way, and it's something you're not intending, then it's going to be mutter. But in our case, where you could go another way, or you cannot engage in that isra'ana, although you're not intending, it's going to be asr. That is the machlekes between Abaye and Rava in this machlekes of isuri hana, which comes to a person, bal karche, against his will. Igadarim, that doesn't say a different version in this machlekes of Abaye and Rava. Efshe b'loy mechav, regarding this last case that we just mentioned, where we said that everyone would agree in Rabbi Yehuda, and the machlekes was in Rabbi Shimon's opinion, where it's possible to not engage, to remove yourself from the isra'ana, but you're not intending to it. There, Rava would agree that since you're not intending, although, yes, you could go ahead and remove yourself from the isra, hainu pluktai Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. That would be the same machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon would permit it, because that was a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, and both Abaye and Rava would agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda would be usr, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be permitted. Even Rava would agree to that. And moreover, lo yefshu lo kemechaven, if it's not possible to remove yourself from it and you're not intending, so they're kuli amalei pligi d'shari, everyone would agree that it would be mutter. Both Abai and Rava wouldn't argue, and even in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because what are you supposed to do? It's loy efsher and loy mechaven. Ki pligi, the machloikis between Abai and Rava was, the loy efsher become mechaven, where it's not possible to remove yourself from the Isra, but you're intending, which means this is the only way, let's say, I could walk. But when you're walking, you're like, that's a good smell. You're intending to have enough from that Isra. So, and as the Gemara says, according to Rebbe Shimon, the Azla Basar Kavana, that according to him, the main criteria seems to be a person's intent, where he says that it's mutter, even if you could go ahead and remove yourself from the Isra. As we mentioned, you could go ahead and carry the bench on that you're trying to pull and not drag it. But since you're not intending, that we see that it's going to be mutter. So obviously what he holds is the main criteria is a person's intent. And therefore, where a person has intent to have pleasure from it, then even where it's not possible to remove himself from it, everyone would agree that Rabbi Shimon would hold that it's usr. Although there's no other way to go, you can't remove yourself from it. But if I'm intending, oh, that's the main criteria, because we find that that's a matter, even when it's there's another way to go. And or let's say by the case of Chayrish, where you can carry on your shoulder, but if you're not intending to drag it and make the forward, it's going to be mutter. So same thing would apply for the Isser, even though there's no other way, but if I'm intending to have a no, it's going to be Isser. Ki pligi alibad Rabbi Huda. Their machlekes Abai and Rava was in the opinion of Rabbi Huda. Again, in the case where there's no other way, but you're intending. The Amar, loishna miskavin, loishna shem miskavin, that we find that he says, in, let's say, the halachas of Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference if you're intending or not. You're doing the Isser, you're dragging the bench, it's making the afaros, you're doing chayrish, it's asr, whether you intend it or not. And therefore, efshir, where it's possible to remove oneself from it, then it's going to be asr, because the main criteria is not a person's kavana. If you can go ahead and not be engaged, so then there's no permission for you to go ahead and draw and pull the bench or walk through this way where the smell is going to come from. Because again, not having kavana, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not a criteria for heter. There is where the machlokes and Abai and Rav is. Abaya was like Rabbi Yehuda, and that is, he held that since Rabbi Yehuda says it's usr, when you have another way not to engage, to remove yourself from the Isra Hana, even if you're not having intent to have Hana, so obviously that Rabbi Yehuda does not consider Kavana. In other words, the main criteria is whether you could go another way or you cannot go another way. And therefore, where it's not possible to go another way, even where you have kavana to have hana, but this is the only way I could walk, then Rabbi Yehuda is not bothered by that you're intending to have hana. And therefore, if it's the hana is coming to you, ba'inis, I'm walking through over here and I'm smelling it, I have to smell. When I breathe for ear, I get the smell, and therefore, it's coming against my will. Even if I'm intending to have hana, that's not the main criteria. The main criteria is whether you could or you can't. If you could go another way, Rabbi Yehuda says, then it's always going to be us. And if you cannot go, it's always going to be mutter. However, we continue on top of Chavav Amad Aleph, Rav Amalach, but Rav would tell you that no. At Kan Loi Kom Rabbi Yehuda. Until now, when did Rabbi Yehuda say his idea? That we don't have Kavana as the factor. Rather, you're not going to be exempt because you did not have Kavana when there is a possibility to do it in another way. Let's say to take it on one shoulder instead of dragging on the floor. That having Kavana is going to be us according to everyone. That is, but Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shei Miskavin Ki Miskavin. That's what we find where Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you didn't have Kavana, there's another way to do it. It's just the same as Kavana, and it's going to be Aser. However, that's Ela L'chumra. That's only going to be for Iser, where he says that if there's another way to do it, and you're not going that other way, even though you're not having Kavana, but L'chumra will say that's going to be the same as Kavana. Of Miskavin, Ki Shei Miskavin L'kula. But to say that intent is the same as not having intent, as a leniency, to say that we don't consider Kavana at all, and that is we'll consider Mechavin, having intent, as if it didn't have intent for leniency, for example, where let's say it was not possible to remove yourself, and you're not having a Kavana, where there everyone is going to agree it's going to be mutter, and that you want to say that therefore Behuda should hold. This is what Abai is trying to say, that even when you have Kavana, it should be just like not having Kavana, because we see that he equates it to Lai, that we never heard Behuda say such a thing, and therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, a hana that comes with kavana, that's intent, that you want to have the hana, even though it's not possible to go any other way, which was the case they were arguing about. The hana comes be einis, it's going to be usr, according to Rava, not like Abai, because although we find Yehuda saying that kavana, not kavana, doesn't make a difference, it's only as a chumra, where we're saying that there's another way to go, not like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that, yeah, even the other way, if I didn't intend, it's going to be mutter. Yehuda says it's usr, but not as a leniency. Not to say that you're right, there's no other way to go and I have to go over here, but not to say that, oh, having kavanah the same as not having kavanah, and therefore go ahead and enjoy, that's not true. And therefore, although it's not enough to be matir, it would be enough to aser, and therefore in this machlokes Rav and Abaye, in the second version, Rav says Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's going to be aser, although this is coming, let's say, that against my will, that is delay after, there's no way to remove myself from this, I have to walk by over here, where the smell of void desire is, it doesn't make a difference, and one would be prohibited from intending to go ahead and have pleasure from that isur hanah.